This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. She's one of the great characters in art. With liquid, enigmatic eyes staring over her shoulder. And of course, the pearl earring from which this famous girl, painted by Vermeer, gets her name. She's inspired lucrative books and movies. I wrote an essay about her in college. And now the girl with the pearl earring is coming to New York. Noel King reports on how a museum gets ready for a potential blockbuster.
With any exhibition, but particularly one that includes a painting this famous, there's management, logistics, and negotiation. Colin Bailey is director of San Francisco's Fine Arts Museums. The paintings were shown there this summer.
You work years out with the lending institution to decide on protocols, guarding transportation, accompanying couriers, accompanying security. Often the institution will want to be very clear on how you are going to hang the work, what hardware you use, what lighting you use.
For the Frick Collection in New York, one of the biggest challenges is space. It doesn't have a lot of square footage. But curators know the girl will draw huge crowds. Margaret Iacono curated the Frick's exhibition, and she made a decision.
Vermeer's Girl, the Pearl Earring, has pride of place. She is in a gallery by herself in our Oval Room.
Adult admission at the Frick is $20. The exhibit doesn't cost extra. I asked Iacono, couldn't you make a killing?
That's true, but, you know, we also feel our permanent collection is pretty fabulous, and we want to be as accessible to the public as possible.
More visitors to the blockbuster work means the museum has a chance to build its base.
In a way, if the girl with the pearl earring, which is one of the most beguiling and enigmatic pictures in the Western canon, if that brings you to the museum and you're not a regular visitor, my hope is that the experience will be so positive that you will enjoy the pictures in the permanent collections.
In New York, the Frick exhibition opens tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.